Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 1st of March. Sorry I'm late. I had a heck of a lot to do football-wise today, so it just put me all a little bit behind. Had a couple of data problems. Right, I'll go straight into listing all the bets and then I'll have a few bits at the end. Golf, Glover's in good shape. I think he bogeyed the last but got it round 4 under. So I'm going to leave that for the moment. Hopefully Simpson can pull something out the bag today as well. Disappointing yesterday. But I'll have an update on that tomorrow morning. I'll get a... If he does happen to go well, I will get the podcast out early tomorrow so that people can adjust their position if need be. Mentions. I've only got one for the moment for the weekend for Holmes, and that is a short one and it's in France. Lille look a good thing against Dijon. I have them way ahead on pretty much every number, and they look as good a 1.5 shot as I've seen so far in 2019. So Lille in France, home to Dijon in League One. I've got a few aways back home. Carlisle away to Newport, about 2.98. I think they were on the exchange when I looked, so that'll be one either backing Carlisle or laying Newport, whatever way you feel. Port Vale look a really good thing against a struggling Notts County. I'm going to have a half decent bet on these myself. I will back Port Vale. I may even do both there. I'll probably back Port Vale for a bit and I will lay Notts County as well. So for sort of half that stake, so like a point on Port Vale and half a point lay on Notts County, just in case. And if Port Vale take the lead, then I can trade that, or as the game goes on, I can trade it. So, but I'm going to have a fair bet on Port Vale. Queen of the South away to Dunfermline, too big a price. Three exchanges a bit weak. They were 3.9. I think they may tip over 4. So we'll have a look at that one tomorrow, but there I'll be involved in that one. Queen of the South away to Dunfermline, probably laying Dunfermline in that game. And as odds on, another odds on shot away from home, Raith Rovers away to Stranraer, 1.81 on the exchange when I looked is too big. Again, it will be a weak market, Scottish League One, but I will have a look at that tomorrow. But I will be backing Raith Rovers on away from home to Stranraer, sorry, tomorrow. I do have a horse. It's in the 3:55 at Newbury today, so in about 2 hours' time. It is Skidoosh. It's 6.0, consistent type front runner. So I expect this to get out and be up there. Quite a big field, but I think this should trade very, very consistent on a good mark. So I think this should trade okay. In that 3:55, I will just check that price now while I'm on to you to check that it's not come crashing in. It's actually gone out to 6.4. So we got 3 mile of the race, so we've got plenty of time to get matched up on that. So Skidoosh in the 3:55 at Newbury for 20-25%. Then I have two football trades over 3.5 goals. Augsburg versus Dortmund, 2.72. I will be laying the over 3.5 pre-match and I will be trading that. We did get beat up by the Gooners the other night, but you know, when you're taking them on at 2.18 and things, you've got a chance. And you can always trade out for a loss. If a goal goes in and they go back to 1.8, 1.9, those of you who want to protect banks, you know, that's not a bad play if that's what you want to do. I didn't do that myself and don't tend to with these short ones. So, you know, you're taking on short prices. So this one is 2.72, so it's a little bit bigger than the Arsenal game, but I will be looking to trade that, the Augsburg-Dortmund game, over 3.5. And Cork-Derry in Ireland, if that is nil-nil after 25 minutes, I will be drip-laying a first-half goal. So I'll be laying under 0.5 first-half goals. Two or three bets from sort of 25 minutes through to 40 minutes. If it is still nil-nil at half-time, I will then back over 1.5 goals and trade from there. So that's a double header. If there's a goal in the first half, a goal before 25 minutes, no action. 25-45, I'll have laid under 0.5 first half goals, and that'll be me dead in the game. If a goal goes in, if 0-0 at half time, I'll go back in and back over 1.5 goals and trade it from there. So, home shorty in France is Lille. Aways, Carlisle and Port Vale in League Two. Really like Port Vale. Queen of the South in the Scottish Championship. Raith Rovers in Scottish League One. Golf, we're going to leave. Glover will have a look at that tomorrow morning. Skadoosh in the 355 at Newbury, currently priced at 6.4 as a back to lay for about 20-25%. And over 3.5, Augsburg v Dortmund, laying over and trading it 2.72. Cork v Derry, after 25 minutes, 0-0, looking for a first half goal, laying under 0.5 first half goals. If it's still 0-0 at half time, I'll back over 1.5 goals. A goal goes in early in that scenario, sort of 50th minute. I will remove the liability on the unders and give myself the 40 minutes to get another goal. So that's sort of how I play those, just for an idea. So that is all the action for today. Got a big weekend of football ahead. There's some big fixtures. Liverpool, Everton, Tottenham, Arsenal. I think it's Lazio, Rome over in Italy. Real Madrid, Barcelona. So there's some cracking viewing, whilst not necessarily maybe obvious betting opportunities. Tottenham, Arsenal, I'll be favouring probably Arsenal in the draw there. I think Arsenal are slightly too big in that game. And I'm not just saying that as a Spurs fan again. People sort of say, you're only saying it because it's Spurs. I couldn't have Arsenal at 3.8 against Tottenham at the moment. Not bad value. Whether I'll get involved and actually bet that is another thing. We'll have a look tomorrow morning at all the numbers. Brighton 1.86 against Huddersfield. We'll have a look at that tomorrow as well. Burnley Palace couldn't see anything in it. United look a shoe-in against Southampton. 1.48 may prove to be a bit too big. There's a few opportunities. I think West Ham are probably a bit too short against Newcastle as well. So there's stuff to look at over the weekend. But again, all those Saturday sort of big fixtures, I will have a look at the numbers tomorrow. Golf, yeah, Glover played well, and he's one of them. He's knocking on the door, and I think he is going to win soon. So it may be that I try and trade him a few weeks running. Disappointed in Simpson and Hunan. Hunan, that's sort of my last throw of the dice with him. I think his game seems to have fallen into a state of disrepair, and I keep looking at courses he's done well and thinking this might kickstart him, but it isn't. So Glover is where we're at the minute, that is looking as if he might get us out of it. And I think, you know, he's got a good chance. He's into 15 to the back, 19.5 to lay, but no money. But I think he's going to have another consistent round tonight, and hopefully he can get it going. And then obviously we'd like to see Webb Simpson, who is capable of shooting low numbers, actually have a decent round and get a good position in that. Horse, as I say, consistent, so I'm expecting a decent run from him this afternoon in a couple of hours. I'll watch that with interest, and hopefully I get myself matched up there. Skadoosh in the 355. But that's it, yeah, so I will let you be, and I will be back tomorrow morning, hopefully with a good update on the golf and all the football and action for tomorrow. So have a good Friday evening, whatever you're doing. And I'll be back to you tomorrow morning.